The Hawks get it back. Strom into the Canadian zone, right side to Murphy at five. Shoots and scores! Connor Murphy catches that pass as he moves in from his point position. And it looked like it hit him in the skate. He kicked it to a stick and he snapped it into the top right corner. Pass, Carey Price. It's 1-0 Hawks.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Convention this weekend. This weekend. Blackhawks convention. And there's still a couple of tickets left, which is amazing to me. I think people just assume I can't get them, so I'm not going to jump on Blackhawks.com and get them. We can get them. But, I mean, I'd do it now. I don't know if there's any hotel rooms left. Probably not. But, I mean, why not look? So yeah. We're going to be there. You and I will do the opening ceremonies on the radio. I'll probably sing a couple of numbers.
That's what? Always one of the highlights of the opening ceremonies.
And then afterwards, I will co-host with Adam Burrish the Blackhawks Variety Show with players and fans. We're going to do a couple game shows and give away some stuff.
Fact or fiction?
What if? No, that's copywritten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, can't do that. Connor Murphy joins us. Good morning, sir.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good. How you been?
Good, thanks. Yeah, I heard you hyped up convention a bit. We're excited. It's, I believe, just to give you a little plug, there are some hotel packages left. So there's there's your insight.
Well, that's good. And I understand that you, being the full-service guy you are, you're going to valet park for fans when they come in. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, the summer jobs are always something I'm looking for. So the caddying at the courses, it gets a little tiring, so I got to valet it.
Always got to have a backup plan. Listen, last time we talked, I told you got to be healthy. We need you. You got to be healthy. And I suggested you wrap yourself in bubble wrap for the time being in the off season. I'm told you're feeling great.
Yeah, feeling really good. I've been training with Paulie Goodman, our strength coach, here at our practice rink all summer. And I got home to Columbus, my hometown, for a month or so right after the season to regroup a bit. And just been going Monday to Friday, feeling really good. And the thing with him is he has a lot of good workouts that keep you healthy and get you feeling athletic and strong and not risking any injury with too many unsafe exercises. So it's stuff that definitely enjoy, and you definitely get excited. It's a long summer. I feel like we've been at too long already.
Connor, did you look at last year once you came back from your surgery and were healthy? Was it kind of a breakthrough year for you?
A little bit. I think even I felt like as my career has gone along, I felt like I've gotten better toward the latter part and feel like I have a lot of room to improve. And especially just getting traded a year and a half ago, coming on a new team, it's definitely was an adjustment to kind of get comfortable and kind of get a role established, and just felt like I was able to contribute to that a little bit the second half of this year after coming off that injury. But that's just makes me even more excited to keep going and try to push and show the player that I believe I can be.
We got a couple of big defenseman adds in the offseason. Do you know those guys?
Yeah, just playing against them. I don't know them personally. Just know that they've had success. Ole Mata's won a cup with Pittsburgh, and Calvin DeHaan, I've always loved the way he plays. He's a really smart defender and can kind of contribute to the penalty kill and do a lot of different things that way. So to have guys that are experienced and kind of know how the game works and been able to prove themselves in the NHL for a while, it'll definitely help a lot.
What's the one part of your game that you think you really need to improve on going into this season?
I don't know. I think there's a more of a defensive-minded player, so probably just things on puck play, just whether it's skating up and making plays, passing to forwards or joining the rush or even making reads that way is something that I've been working on a little bit this summer, just being a little more defensive-minded and sometimes thinking a little too much defense first, maybe. But it's there's always things that you're wanting to grow and add into your game. So there's always things I watch and work on and just know that with time, certain things continue to evolve.
On paper, this is the Stanley Cup champion. I mean, yeah, you guys did so much adding. Dave, I don't know if you know this, but Stan actually blew out his telephone dialing hand for all the deals that he made. But we have two A-flight starting goalies. You got the upgrades and the inclusions on defense. We still got the scoring up front. I mean, man, this looks like such a fun season. But you know what? Let me throw a cliche in here, Connor. You don't play the games on paper. You play them on ice.
Yeah, it's true. It's something you look at a lot of teams. I mean, look at teams that lost the first round of the playoffs this past year. Tampa Bay had one of the best records in history of the regular season, and they lost in the first round. So it's something that it's not just about having the players and the talent. It's just it's about kind of bringing together that character and that desire to win any time of the year. So that's stuff that definitely comes along. That's why you play 82 games to develop different parts of your team games for things that hopefully come together and have playoff runs. But yeah, it's definitely exciting. You can't look too far ahead, but bringing good players in and obviously character, exciting players like Andrew Shaw too back. I know a lot of people are going nuts to see everyone back in action.
Yeah, Shazzy will be fun for you. I mean, you and Chaz, yeah. I think, will have a good time together. We're going to see you this weekend. The best way for fans to approach you is to not look you directly in the eye and bow in front of you. Is that right?
Yeah, no. The convention especially is fun. I think that's what's great. It would be interactive, meeting a lot of the fans that come out. That's what I think is cool for everyone to see the guys and realize how down to earth. I mean, meeting guys. I remember when I came, meeting guys like Taze and Kaner and Dunks and Steves and Crow and all these guys are legends in the game that are so friendly and they want to get to know people and the fans, and I think that's what makes it special.
You never hear about some incident where a member of the Chicago Blackhawks was rude to a fan. I mean, these guys just get it, and Connor Murphy is one of the most approachable guys in the league. Anyway, great talking to you, man. Really looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, guys.
There you go.
Thanks.
Connor Murphy.
Yep.
Tall, handsome, good-looking defenseman. I think he's going to have a big year.
I think so, too. Good guy, too. Mm-hmm. And nice to see him healthy.
And great that he's valet parking cars. Right?
Yeah, well, it's not.
Stepping up for the team.
These are full-service hockey players.
There's no question.